Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
I never know what to say after that.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Every time, usually we're like, woo, woo, yeah, back. And I'm like, do we have to do that every time?
Right.
But it just comes out. And then we don't do anything.
But also, it's kind of our shtick.
We have a lot of shticks around here.
We're woo girls.
We
so
are.
We might as well just like, woo,
yeah. Yeah, lean into it.
Yeah. Woo. Because obviously the girls are going, yes, woo, as we're going, hi, hey, hello. They're
right.
Like, yeah. So we might as well.
There's a lot of hate towards the woo girls. I say, woo girl. Green flag.
Green flag. And honestly, if you're hating on a woo girl, let's think about why. It's giving misogyny. And you know what misogyny is? Red flag.
A red flag. If you're not watching the video version on YouTube, you can head over there. Or Spotify, it's also there.
Yes.
But we got props.
Yes, red and green flags. Because, as you probably read from the title, and or use your eyeballs to see these, that's what we're talking about today. Red and green flags through friendships.
And I was telling Ryan and Paloma before we started filming, I was like, you know what? I feel like it's a good sign in my life that when I was thinking of these and writing them down, I had way more green flags that I could think of than red flags.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Because I don't, I, at this point in my life, like most of my friendships are really solid.
Yeah.
Like there's not a lot of issues that I have in my friendship, things that are like red flags. And I'm more so tried to think of like when I'm forging a friendship with someone,
mm-hmm.
what are these things that are making me go, I want to push this friendship further?
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas the green flags are like, these are things in my current friends that have made me take our friendship to the next level and feel truly comfortable in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fully agree. I mean, a lot of mine, I did pull a lot of my red flags. I pulled from my other friends' friendships that I get to witness and watch. So if you think it's about you, it's not.
Yeah, mine I feel like are a lot of lessons that I learned early on with friendships. So, but I feel like that is also when you kind of learn a lot of things, you know, like in middle school and high school where you're actually actively trying to find friends. So,
right, and ignoring like
the red flags.
Yeah. Ignoring the red flags, yes.
I think college was a big time for me where I had to learn what to look for in a friend and also what the red flags are, what not to look for. Because in high school, I was pretty much friends with the same people that I had known for years and years and years. Or I meet someone new because we had a class together or because we are in this sport together.
Right.
But college was the first time that I had this whole new massive pool of people around
right.
me. And I had to really look introspectively and go, what am I looking for in these friendships? How do I feel when I'm with these people?
Yeah.
And like, and honestly make some intentional choices to step back from some friendships that we're developing because I was like, this is not feeling right to
me. Did you have moments in friendships where you like realize, oh, this is good. This is how friendship should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Where you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, like we just click. We get it. I mean, I've said this a million and a half times, but that's exactly how I felt when I met UP.
Aw,
which was
me too.
One of my only like recent, like really strong friendships, you know, most of
Most
of my friends are people who I've known for for a long, long time.
But it's so dang cool when you meet someone and you just click. You're like, oh, this feels so good. It feels so right, you know?
Yeah, it feels so good.
It feels so right.
To be here with you.
That's why it sounded familiar. I'm like, why does this sound like this totally giving? Yeah,
you said that and I was like, we can't.
I was just quoting High School Musical.
Well, if you're watching this and you are just singing along with us and you want to contribute to the conversation, actually, we now have a text line. Did you like that segue?
Yes, I was like, where's she going with this?
Finish that lyric when you text us at 917-810-3045.
Yes, the group chat.
Yes, you can text us. We also can text you. And we're going to be reading texts in every episode. So if you want to ask us for advice, if you want to give input on a conversation we were having, and also when we're doing things like talking about red and green flags or anything like that, we'll also send you guys a text and be like, hey, what are your thoughts on this topic? And we can incorporate them into the episode.
Yep. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to be able to chat with you guys there and get closer. And it's exclusive a little bit. So you might want to text us. If not, you'll be missing out. And that's your prerogative.
Don't you want to join the group chat?
Imagine like not knowing, like being like, oh, right. In the group chat. You know,
that's the tea.
You gotta know, that's where the tea's at.
Because that's where people, they're like, oh my God, did you read in the group chat? And then when you find out you're not a part of the chat.
That'd be crazy.
That's a tragic feeling.
But this is a chat where everyone's welcome.
Exactly. So,
just sign up.
But it's up to you. You have to text us in order to be a part.
Send us a hi, a hey, or a hello.
Ooh, nice. That was nice. Oh, and while we're here, you might as well subscribe. Yes. Text us, text the text line, subscribe, like us, share. Do the thing. You know the things. Handle it. Do it all.
Pull up a drink and get ready. Let's go.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. Good job, guys. We did that.
Look at us. Look at us doing like the things we're supposed to do. Right. Covered all we're of like, housekeeping. Oh my God. The housekeeping.
We're so proud of the things that we're supposed to be doing.
The bar's on the ground.
Yes.
No, I'm like actually so bad at doing call to actions though, because I just feel like I don't know. Like I don't want to like be one, you know. Oh, subscribe, hit that, smash that like button.
Hey guys, it's Derek. Smash that like button, hit it, subscribe, and we'll be on our way. It's good to know that.
Like, I never do it in my vlogs. And I remember one time I was like talking to my YouTube partner manager, and she was like, yeah, like this one video, you gained like 5,000 subscribers. Like, was there anything you did in that video that, like, you know, really would have caused that? Like, it wasn't like a super high performing view video. And I looked back and it's like the only video on my vlog channel where I've ever been like, oh, by the way, like hit the subscribe button.
Oh,
wow. All it
took was just ask.
I never do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I never either. So this is good practice.
That's true.
I know. I got to practice.
Because they'll do it. I feel like it's easy to not. Like you're just there watching the video. And especially if you have it on like full screen, you're not looking at any buttons, you're not doing anything but like looking.
Yeah,
it's easy to forget, and then the video's over and you move on.
And legitimately, as a viewer, sometimes it makes me check. Like a lot of the times I assume I'm already subscribed to a channel I watch a lot, and when they do like that genuine call to action of like, hey, you know, hit the subscribe button, you know, it really helps me out, I look, it makes my eyes look and I go, oh crap, I'm not subscribed.
So subscribe. All that to say, subscribe.
Well, do we just want to jump right
in?
Do we start with the red or the green?
I know.
I feel like, Jess, you do it. You tell us. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's about balance. I think you should each share one of each to start.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to kick us off with a green flag. And my first green flag in friendships is when you feel like you can be yourself around them.
Mm-hmm. Green flag.
For sure. I mean, that's almost like, that's a staple, right? Like the one that like everybody knows, but you've been told your whole life. Like if you can be yourself around them, they're a good person. Or like if you feel yourself being weird or feeling weird or like definitely not acting like yourself, it's giving red flag.
There's moments that I feel like in the past when in my younger self that I felt like I was like, oh, maybe this is just like a part of it. I feel when you're younger, sometimes you kind of assume like maybe, it's just like a thing, or I don't know, like you can overlook kind of little things like that. Mm-hmm. And now it's something that's so important to me where it's like, I feel like I can be myself. And maybe even back then I didn't know what that meant. Like
did you even know who you were to even be like hiding, I'm not myself? Like,
yeah.
In moments I was not even acknowledging that I was trying to not be myself so right. I would be liked. So like even that reaction of noticing that you were changing so you could be liked. And now I'm like, all right, from the get-go, just be yourself. And if they don't like it, then you don't have to. You don't have to do the whole gymnastics of, oh, maybe right. if I do a little bit of less talking, they'll like me more.
Right.
Which I did fall into those traps, so.
Right.
And you saying from the get-go, I think that was the piece of the puzzle that really had to click for me of that I was like, oh, yeah, I can be myself around friends, like, once we get, you know, to that point in our friendship. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's hard to then, if you've been kind of putting on a front or maybe downplaying some genuine aspects of your personality to be more palatable, mm-hmm. right. you get to a point in a friendship where you're like, okay, at what point am I, like, showing all of myself, or you expect me now to be this version of myself.
Right.
And as hard as it is sometimes, I now try to, as soon as I meet someone, not downplay parts of myself that maybe some people might find annoying or right. just not for them. Because the reality is, if that's not for them, that's totally fine. Not everyone is going to like me. Not everyone's going to want to be my friend.
Right.
But let's figure that out from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's fine. Like, let's not get into something where we're deep in a friendship and then I start acting like myself and you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, we can just, and here's the thing too. You know pretty early on if you want to be someone's friend or not. Mm-hmm. And then that choice to be their friend further, that's a choice that you made. That's a choice that they made. So it's like, it's giving catfish a little bit when you yes. do act completely different or like hide yourself or whatever. And then sometimes it's fair for that person to be like, I don't want to be your friend. This is not what I thought you were.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's kind of how it is when in a relationship you put your yep. best foot forward and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden like layers start coming off and you're like, oh, you're not actually as like chill about that thing that I thought you were. And you're like, oh, right. Well, I was trying to not like.
Well, I was trying to impress you.
I was trying to be like you mm-hmm. so right. that you would like me.
Right.
And I think there's an element to it that like we have different versions of ourselves for different people. Like, different people that you're around will bring out heightened aspects of your personality. Like when I'm with my theater friends, that element of me dialed up to 1,000.
Right.
Like, and that's totally normal. But when you feel like you are concealing a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's when it becomes the red flag.
Exactly.
Big problem.
Exactly. She said.
Oh.
Yeah, they move.
Oh.
I was like.
She's like red flag. No, right. Got it. There we go.
I also have a green flag.
Ooh.
When you can be mutually quiet without feeling a pressure to fill the silence.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Green flag as hell.
It's such a wonderful feeling to not be like, so tell me about, like, and try to find that next question. And there's a time and place for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're catching up, da 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 da. But it's so nice to have those friends that you can just sit on the couch and be mutually together, but quiet.
Yep. Yep. You say one thing every 10 minutes mm-hmm. and you're like, yep. Just checking that you're there. You know, yeah. you know what I mean? It's giving one of these, you know, you just like kind of tap. Yeah. You're like, all right, you're still there. Yeah. I love that. Cause I feel like it's hard when you do feel like you have to talk to somebody the entire time you're there. It's draining.
You're on,
which is, could be another aspect of not concealing yourself, but changing yourself a little bit. Like, if you would rather just sit there.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Let's sit there.
Let's just sit there.
I think that's why Kenzie and I have always said that we travel so well together. Mm. Because we both need time to recharge. But if you're sharing a hotel room with someone and you feel like you have to constantly fill that
right.
silence, you're never getting that time to recharge. And so Kenzie and I, when we travel together, we're, you know, we're out, we're having fun. But when we're back in the room, we will lay in bed together and watch Princess Diaries 2 and not say a word to each other until right. we're like, haha, that was funny.
Right.
And then back to it.
Right.
Yeah. Same. And now I feel like I have to share a green flag too.
You can hit us with a red.
Should come on. I was going to say,
you've got the red headphones, the red shirt.
Okay. 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 I have a red flag.
Oh.
Poking fun at things you're already insecure about.
Oh.
And not like an actual, like, we know it's cool, we're fine, it's fine. But like a, I know your nub is like in the way. I don't know why I said nub. Help. Your nub is in the way. I don't know.
What's
we don't
a
know.
Nub?
I guess it could be your thumb, your foot, your leg. I don't know.
A nub is an unspecified appendix.
Yeah. We don't
appendage.
Know what it is.
Appendix.
What is going on? You know, things that you may be insecure about. They kind of bring it up in a way that's like definitely not a fun ha-ha.
Yeah.
something that's a little diggy.
And if they were your friend, they should know that that actually kind of bothers you. So mm-hmm. like to bring it up, you're mm-hmm. like, you're my
I'm
friend.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just
I'm
kidding.
A joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so sensitive.
Oh, oh, don't tell me I'm too sensitive because I'll cry.
Yeah.
Because I'll cry. Yeah. That's. I mean, that's the, and like that kind of vein. Like, oh, you know, I'm just kidding. Oh, you know, I'm joking.
Not that I'm just
No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's on purpose. But you're like covering it up with being like, oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Or diminishing how I feel about it by being like, I'm just joking. Mm. You know, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you?
Big red flag.
Red flag.
Jess, do we have a viewer submission? Red or green?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be red, baby.
Ooh.
A one-upper.
I hate a one-upper. Bad things and good things, mm-hmm. right? Like any news that you have.
Oh, I didn't get good sleep last night. Oh, really? How many hours? You got 6 because I got 4.
Right.
And that's different than, oh, man, I'm so sorry. That sucks so bad. I also got horrible sleep last right. night. So I feel you.
Right.
Right.
There's a difference.
Totally.
There's relating. Empathizing.
Yep.
And then there's one-upping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Huge red flag. Or like, or even like great things, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I won this like contest. You're like, oh my God, back when I was in third grade, I won that contest too. But I was in third grade and you're in like 7. So that's crazy. But good for you. Congrats.
It's always the, but good for you.
But like, I love that for you. That's like so awesome. No, no, I'm just saying like, I did that when I was 12 and you're 15. So.
No.
But like, it's so awesome.
That's so cute.
Oh! No.
Ick. I know that's not what we're doing, but,
I know, but ick.
All right, I'm going to hit you with a red flag. Oof. And this is one that I learned when I was like in middle school. Honestly, even elementary. I feel like this is one that my mom was like, Paloma, this is not okay. Mm. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Right.
a child. And honestly, kind of still happens as adults, kind of maybe, where I feel the red flag is when you have a friend who tries to either make you feel bad or guilt you for like hanging with other people. So they and they intentionally frame it where like they try to honestly like are kind of manipulating the situation to where you don't, you know, where they're like, oh, well, why would you want to hang out with that? And that was really like prominent, I think, in middle school where I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. And they're like, oh, but like, why would you, you know, like with us? And I didn't see that as like a bad thing, but obviously in retrospect, you're like, right. oh, you're really trying to control me and just like hang out with me, like not allowing me to hang out with anyone but you, which right. is
it's
not,
possessive.
Yeah. Which
yeah.
is
yeah.
red flag.
Red flag.
No,
red
yeah.
flag.
Literally. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was one of my next ones was being possessive and territorial of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of those friendships that I kind of alluded to before in college. I had met this girl through my sorority and she was lovely. She was amazing. And we got along so well. We became really fast friends. And I like still have so much love and respect for her. But it got to the point that every time we hung out, it was like, why aren't we hanging out more? Why were you with this person and not with me? We wow. never hang out. We don't see each other enough. Granted, we're seeing each other multiple times a week.
Mm. Right.
And it was like, I mean, she really wanted us to do everything together. And me doing anything with anyone else, I think to her, at least in the way that she acted, was a threat to our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And right. she wasn't secure in the bond that we had.
Right.
And so when she saw me with other people or doing other things or even just like me being like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to go out tonight. Like, I just want to hang out at home was like, but why? Because I'm going. And you, why don't you want to be with me?
Mm.
Right.
And it got to the point oh, where God. It was like
That's
suffocating.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
I remember there was this one specific time that we hung out where it was we almost didn't even get to talk because the whole time was just kind of berating me about like the last time that I hung out. Without her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I, after that, intentionally started to put space.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And she was receptive to that. Mm-hmm. And you know, there wasn't a blow up fight or anything well, like good. That. And we just kind of, you know, spaced out a little bit and our friendship faded a little bit. And it's a bummer because I was like, I really liked you and yeah. we got along really well. But mm-hmm. that friendship was not serving me because I couldn't even enjoy my time with her.
Damn.
Yeah. Aww.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is really unfortunate.
But that's a red flag. It, like, yeah. you can't.
And it's so real. Like, it happens.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah.
It totally does.
Oh, yeah.
And we, like I said, became fast friends, and it was college. So it was like, you know, we're alone. We're away from our parents.
Right.
So it was, I mean, this was over the course of just a couple months. So it's not like this is a lifelong friend who, you know, you're drifting and they're like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. It was like very suffocating very fast.
That's, yeah, that's rough. Red flag. Yeah. I have a red flag too. I know I already did one, but I'm doing again. My red flag is if they disappear once they, no, I picked up the green flag. The red flag is when they disappear when they get into a relationship. All of a sudden, forget they have friends. What happened, girl?
Big red.
Yeah.
I helped you get that man. Like, you were asking me all the questions and now you got him and now you can't hang out. Or they bring him everywhere. We've talked about that before.
We have talked about those.
Leave him at home with the babysitter, aka the PS5.
Right. Leave them at home. And then when they break up, they're going on an apology tour because they done left all their friends and they're like, so sorry. So sorry. That's a red flag.
It is.
Simply.
And I do think sometimes, you know, some people are different, but that also can sometimes be a red flag for that relationship. Mm-hmm. Because that happened to me when I was in high school. I was in a really bad relationship, really a lot of emotional manipulation, a lot of just really, really bad stuff. And I became so distant from all my friends because he kind of demanded it. It was like I always needed to be with him. I needed when I had plans with my friends and I was at his house before, he would like really, really kind of bully me into canceling them. Mm. Why do you want to leave? Stay, hang out with me. Like what? And it was, I became that person.
Yeah.
And my friends really cared and they really tried to be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm glad they did. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, it's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden I have a boyfriend and now I'm not showing up to things. I'm canceling 10 minutes before.
Right.
Because he's like berating me that I need to cancel.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad for the friendships. It's bad for the relationship.
Yeah, I relate, unfortunately, to that very, very similar situation. And that's caused a rift in our friendship. Like, we weren't friends for the entire time I was in that relationship because my ex didn't thought something was happening and was like so intimidated and insecure about our relationship and then our friendship. So we didn't talk for almost 2 years because I couldn't.
And it's that hard thing where as the friend, you have a right to be angry at your friend for distancing themselves.
Right. Yeah.
But also you should be concerned.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sometimes when you're in the thick of it, you really can't see it and you need your friends seeing what's going on and being like, this is not really you and what's going on. And like actually checking in on you.
It's hard. It's even harder when you're an adult. Like, yeah, it's difficult when you're in high school and like crazy shit happens. But like when you're an adult, it's really hard to try to tell your friend that their significant other is like not it.
You're so right. And like, especially if you're living with the significant other.
Yeah. And then because it's also like, yeah, I could tell you that like that man isn't it. Can you live with me? Probably not because of the living. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I can't support you in that way. So it's hard to try to tell somebody about their life. One, respectfully at all, but to even try to like, because sometimes that's overstepping. It's like, it's a really weird, fine line and it's kind of gray.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and sometimes it might not be that the relationship is unhealthy or, you know, manipulative or abusive. It might be that they are just so into them that they are forgetting about their friends.
Yeah. It really might just be a personal choice at that point, too.
Yeah.
As someone who recently went through, can I give a little?
Please.
Oh, give it to us.
I just got out of a 6-year relationship. So fun. We love that for me. However, I think in the same way where when you're giving like boundaries and your own need and things in a relationship, friend or other, it has to come from you.
Yes.
And so if you're coming from a place of going as your friend, you know, I love how tenacious and how adventurous you are. And I've noticed like, don't make it about their partner and maybe don't even make it about them. As your friend, I've noticed A, B, and C. Like, I was just wondering, do you want to go like for the adventurous? Do you want to go for a hike? Do you want to go for this and that? Because there's ways to create a safe space that don't have you having to like put all your cards on the table either as their friend. Because you shouldn't have to do that either. But it's a way of like encouraging the things that you do love and care about them.
That is such good advice, Jess.
Truly.
Yeah. That it's not about speculating whether that's coming from the partner.
Right.
But it's saying, I've noticed a change in you.
In my friend. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And how do I like, how do I help you as your friend? Because I love that thing about you. And you also don't spook them. Because if they are in an abusive relationship.
Right.
They're going to not want to share that. They're not going to want to admit it. They're not going to like be able to bring that forward. So you letting a safe space for them to bring it up. And then also in that, don't let, if I could please, please, please don't, if you notice your friend's boyfriend is bad news, please don't go in with it. I don't know how you put up with that. Don't make that about them. Right. Somebody, some other adult or person's behavior is their own.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you don't know what's going on. So please don't bring that forward, especially if right. it's a friend, but even like coworkers, other.
Yeah.
You're not responsible.
Yeah, Jess.
Come on.
Jess went to therapy.
Yeah. Yes.
There we go.
Some wisdom from the wise woman.
Yes.
I so remember though, Jess, when you were in the thick of the breakup, us talking about that and being like, your work in therapy is now paying off because you're in this right. situation where you're like, I am ready to deal with this kind of stuff. And I know who I am and what I stand for and how yep. to deal with that stuff. And yep. just it's been really amazing
yep.
to see how resilient you are and how just powerful you
and
are.
And dealing with bullshit that you shouldn't have to. That's just like, yeah. you shouldn't even have to have dealt with stuff like that. But you are a strong woman.
And our viewers, you are also a strong people.
Yes. 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 Period.
Do you want to bring in a viewer submission?
I do. All right. We're going to go in with a green flag.
Oh, goody.
Ooh, I love this one. Okay. When you both quote the exact same TikTok at the exact same time.
Yes! Green flag. Green yes! flag. We'd love to see it.
It feels so good, too.
Yeah. Or when they're like, oh my God, you know that TikTok? And you start saying it. And then they're like, oh my God, yeah. And then the one where you're like, and you're like, yeah.
You're
yeah,
like, turn it
that.
Up.
Yep. Yep. Love that.
All right. I'm going in with a green flag, you guys.
All right.
And this is the really, really telling if they are your actual friend.
Ooh.
Green flag. Here we go. If you can trust that they will tell you when you have food stuck in your teeth.
Yes.
Green flag.
Green. Or anything. Listen, they yeah. are. I know that you will tell me like, hey, girl, you got. I don't know what it is. And it's weird that like you feel weird pointing that out to them because you don't want to embarrass them or something.
Right.
But it's like I would rather someone tell me I have shit in my teeth than walking right. around shit in my teeth. But there, listen, that's not everyone. Only some pals.
Only some pals. Yeah.
Only
yeah,
some
that's
pals.
True. Yep.
And a major green flag when they do it kind of subtly, but not secretly. Because right. right, you don't want them to be like, just so you know. And then right. you're like, and then you're like embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
But right. them just being like, oh, you got a little.
Yeah.
yeah
I literally
yeah.
I'd be like, teeth. I yep. won't even I'll yep. just be like, skirt.
Yeah.
like do what you will with that. You'll look and figure it out.
Yeah. And move on.
Yep. Yeah. Green flag, total green flag.
That's funny because one of mine was that not commenting on something about their appearance that they can't fix in 5 seconds.
Ooh.
Food in your teeth?
Easily
tell
fixable.
Them. Fix
yep.
it. Yep. There are flies down? Tell them. They can right. fix it. You think that, you know, their haircut is bad or their body has some issue with right. it or something. Don't.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe keep that one in the drafts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a nice thing to live by. I've heard that one before. It's like, if they can't fix it in less than 5 seconds, don't bring it up. You're like, babe, so what?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That honestly kind of goes with mine. It was not the next one, but it's in the same vein. When they tell you if your looks aren't giving. Mm-hmm. And like, not because my personal style isn't that, so I don't like it. But like, if you're like, okay, I'm really thinking. And if it's like, you know, I don't know if those patterns go together. Instead of being like, oh my God, yeah, everything you do is perfect. It looks so awesome and great.
Right, right. And it's like
I can
genuine.
Trust you because I'm not, every time I come out and I'm like, oh, is this? You're like, so hot.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I don't want
believe
that.
You. Yeah, uh-huh. Not everything is hot. I know it.
Right.
And one of these was a test and you failed.
Okay, my next one is a big green flag. Mm. When someone follows up on something that you opened up to them about previously.
Ooh.
You've got a job interview coming up or something that you're nervous about or what
right.
you opened up to them about something that you're going through. And then either the next time you see them or they send you a text just, oh, hey, the job interview was on Tuesday. How'd it go?
Yep.
So thoughtful.
Yep.
Oh, so thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like a friendship boner for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Green flag. Like, ah. More like, ah.
To add to that, checking in general.
Yeah.
Especially if you haven't heard in a while or like, yeah, or you just saw him or whatever. You're like, hey, thinking about you. Hope everything's good. What's up? How you been? What you doing? What you up to?
Texting them for not needing something or asking
yeah,
something.
Just
thinking of you.
Checking in. Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
Green flag AF. Okay. I have another green flag AF. Someone who holds you accountable but doesn't judge you for the things you're struggling with. Right? Green flag. I need you to know that like I'm trying to work on this thing and I'm trying to be better. Or I'm doing this thing. And then if I fall off or I make a mistake or I do the thing I said I wasn't going to do, you're not like, you literally said you weren't going to do that. I'm like, right. I'm struggling with that.
And
so
I opened up
the part.
To you about it. So don't make me feel worse.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm just not going to open up to you about it again. And I'll keep my shame about this thing to myself.
But hold you accountable.
Where do you think that line is?
I think if like, oh, I'm trying to exercise on the week and only drink on the weekends, right? I didn't work out this week and I did drink on a Tuesday. You're like, damn, tragic. How do you feel about that? Well, if you need help, text me when you want to not work out or whatever, you want to not drink, text me and I'll send you a text and be like, hey, let's go do this thing or let's do something else instead. Better luck next week, buddy.
Instead of, oh my gosh, wow, you're giving up on that already?
You already failed? Crazy.
But what? I knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, girl, because it's also like, it's not your responsibility either way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I messed up, I messed up. And that has nothing to do with you to begin with. So for you to even, like, be like, oh, so you couldn't even.
I'm like, yes, me. I saw it myself. Like, I'm aware.
Yeah, no, I couldn't even.
Yeah.
That's why I said I was struggling with this thing that I wanted to change. I didn't say, I'm changing, I'm doing it now, cutting cold turkey. Otherwise, I would have just done that.
Period.
I'm holding up the green flag.
Well, it's because they're able to hold you accountable.
And, that's the problem, right? I'm like, I just talked all that shit and I'm holding a green flag. What is going on? Right. Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Okay. This one's a red flag and interesting. They tell you what mean things someone else said while they kept quiet, like in front of them.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Is that?
Oh.
But.
Wait. Mm. No, I feel like it's like I said something. We were all here and I said something about Sierra that was mean and everybody just kind of sat there and didn't say anything. And then Paloma went up to like Steven and was like, so it was so crazy. Ryan said this really crazy thing to Sierra and like, that was really crazy, huh?
And right. Like, you like, didn't even do anything about it. You disagreed. You thought it was wrong, but you said nothing.
Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm holding the green flag, but that is.
Well, that is a red flag.
I heard this thing from somebody studying linguistic anthropology on another podcast. And they were saying that in like old gossiping circles and like sharing information, like women empowerment and stuff, that apparently gossiping used to be used as a way of like, if you were gossiping about something that somebody else in your town did, it was to tell the people in the room you were with that you did not approve of the thing that they did so they knew where you stood.
Mm.
Oh, so it wasn't, I heard that she did this. It was, oh yeah, I was there and I did not participate. I also thought it was wrong.
Right.
Interesting.
That is interesting. That doesn't work now because it's like, if you don't like it, you should have said something and stuck up for me. But where do you... But is that like, how do you clock that? Like, is that wrong? How wrong is it?
I guess the only person knowing that they're doing the red flag would be the person doing this because you wouldn't really know if they actually stood up for you or not.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, are you obligated as a friend to stick up for them outside when they're not around or even if they are around? Or is it enough to just be like, hey, I heard that really terrible thing that they said. I was not down with that. That was wrong. That was this. That was that. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it which one?
Right. Because it is difficult. Maybe that person's not looking to fight the battle or like, you know, right, like no, stand up and be like, hey, I mean, if you feel compelled, I'd be like, hey, maybe we shouldn't be saying that while they're not around, you know?
Or like, don't talk to her like that.
Or I'd be like,
I'm
her friend. I'm right here. I was going to say, usually I'd be like, you probably didn't want me hearing that. Did you? I've used that one because I'd be like, why would you say that in front of me? That's also a derailing a little bit, but it's like, why did that person feel confident saying those things while you were there? It's right. Kind of indicating that they say this and you don't really, you know?
That's one of my go-tos I hope you're not telling me this because you think I agree.
Right.
That's one of my favorites.
I mostly use that
for like political stuff.
Right.
But it could go that way.
I hope you're not telling me this because you think I agree.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm like, Or the one we like to do, you think I'm not going to tell her? You think she's not going to find out?
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite one. You think I'm not going to tell her? That's crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Delusion, yeah.
So
I like that too because it's upfront. It's letting the other, like, it's not going to be surprising to that person if it gets back to them that you told that person what
because
they said.
Because you were dumb enough to say it in front of me to begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
That's on you.
Yeah. So to fight the battles, back to the fighting the battle things, you can't really like.
Right.
I don't think that makes you a bad friend not being able to like stand up or say something. I think it's really like a situation.
So it's situational for sure.
It makes you a bad friend when you kind of egg them on.
Yes.
Yeah. Or when you contribute to the conversation.
Correct.
Right.
If you're just silent, if you're not in a place where you can fight that battle, that is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But. Don't contribute.
Right. Well, and then also don't put yourself in positions where that happens repeatedly, because then you then you are participating,
right? Because why are you there? Multiple
conversations, mm-hmm. and you're just sitting there saying nothing.
And right. a lack of choosing is still a choice.
Yes.
Just with the freaking facts.
Green flag.
No,
Jessica.
I am a walking red flag at this point.
No.
No.
Yeah, I think it's the thing too. Because again, if you're not sitting there like defending that person necessarily, you're telling your boundary to the person talking shit to you of like, hey, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to be a part of that. Again, it's
right.
about you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes even if I don't really like want, I just go.
And that. Just change the subject.
Yeah. I'm like, anyways, so
you're like, weird. That kind of indicate. Okay. Anyways, what'd you have for lunch?
What's that TikTok? Child. Anyway, so it's that.
Red flag.
Oof.
Here we go. Their actions don't line up with their words.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And no, that really is, sigh. That's just really set speaks for itself, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Friendships, relationships, all things.
You can say whatever you want. You can say anything. People say shit all the time.
Yeah.
Do something.
And it's like, oh, and actually kind of in the same, maybe this is another red flag, but it's kind of like in the same thing where it's saying like your actions aren't lining up, where it's like, don't say yes. Jaden's showing me a sign that says actions speak louder than words. Actions really do speak louder than words, obviously. And you just kind of don't find yourself in a fun time or in a friendship where it's like they keep saying they're going to do this or mm-hmm. that, or mm-hmm. they're going to be there for you and they just like aren't or mm-hmm. anything like that.
Yeah.
So,
or they're like, oh, let's do this thing. Let's hang out. Okay, let's hang out.
I've been dying to hang out.
Hey, let's hang out. Okay, let's hang out. You're like, then shut up. Like, then let's not. And say we didn't, because we didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is a major, major green flag for me. And it's when they speak highly of their other friends to you. When they are like,
oh, I was like, red flag.
No,
you're right, green flag.
The opposite of, because on the other side, a red flag is when they just talk shit about all their other mm-hmm. friends to you. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to vent sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay to open up to your friends if there's something not going great in another friendship. But when it's just shit talking, it's like, you're probably doing this about me then mm-hmm. to your other friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. That's not venting. That's just kind of being mean.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, it's gossiping or just even just like, it's kind of like crowd behavior a little bit, because especially if you don't know them, yes. or if you know them like vaguely, that is your entire perception of who that person is. That's all the information you're getting. So you're like, yeah, that's a bad person. She's not a good friend. She's this or whatever information that you're getting fed, which also isn't fair.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. one-sided.
And then it's a huge green flag when you ask them about their other friends or, you know, who else they were hanging out with.
Right.
And they're just like, oh, yeah, you know, Paloma, she's just the best. She's right. just the nicest. I just right. think she's great.
Yeah. That was definitely a huge tip that I think my mom taught me as a young. She was like, I don't know, Paloma, I kind of heard the way she was talking with you on that phone and the way she's talking about the friends that you guys are like close with.
Right.
I don't know. She's like, she's probably talking about that way about you. I was like, Mom, I really don't think so. She's yeah. like, right, but she's that's allegedly her best friend and you're not even her best friend. And she's talking to her about her best friend to you, imagine. Right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the math is mathing. And let me tell you, that bitch was talking shit
yeah,
about me.
Yeah.
And when you are venting about another friendship or asking for advice or opening up, it's not personal. It's about their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're not saying this person I'm friends with is such a bitch and they're the worst and right. I hate them, whatever. You're like, yeah, they did this thing that just like really.
That affected yeah. you.
Like, really yeah. made me mad. Or
yeah. Right.
It's the action, not a personal attack.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And I try to keep that as a rule for all my gossiping, not even just for people that I'm friends with.
Right.
Let's talk about the action, not personal attacks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Damn, that was really good. Shoo.
Yerp.
All right, Ryan.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, red flag, starting with this one. When they only want to talk to you when they need to vent about their problems and it's completely one-sided and you never talk about yourself.
It's giving, they're just trauma dumping on you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you feel like so drained. Like they're like, I'm not your therapist.
Yeah.
I'm not here to just sit here and listen to you talk about stuff or even like asking for advice and helping them and then them like never checking in on you, never asking you what the tea is with yourself. It's like, this isn't a friendship. Like, I'm just here. This is a confessional.
Right?
Like, this is confessions. Like, I'm just here listening to you so that you can feel better about yourself and then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's also giving leech.
Yeah. Mm. They're using you.
Yeah. Red flag.
Red flag.
Sorry, I keep picking the viewer red flags. Guys, they're juicy. Okay. They ask or expect you to lie for them to cover up their shady behavior, and they gave the example of cheating.
Mm. Nothing puts a rift in a friendship like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, asking you to lie about stuff is hard. Especially if it's, like, serious like that. Because here's the thing. If they are cheating, they always find out, like, the partner always finds out that other people knew the whole time and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
They always find out. And that's, like, that's heartbreaking to be like, wow, you guys all just smiled in my face and you all knew this thing was happening.
It's also putting a stupid amount of pressure on the friend.
Yeah.
Because either way, you're going to be in some shit.
Yep.
Either you're telling about whatever the thing is that they've asked you to, you know, hide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's say it's cheating. You're telling their partner that they're cheating on them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are putting a rift in that friendship. So they're putting you in that position.
Right.
Or you're hiding it and you are complicit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really unfair.
Absolutely.
For them to put you in that position.
Oh, 100%. And then but people who do that are also the ones that blame you for breaking up the relationship.
Yes.
You broke our relationship up. Baby, no, you did when you cheated.
I'm like,
yeah.
I said, that's crazy because didn't you cheat on him?
You did that.
Yeah, red flag. Girl, what? Yeah. No.
Girl, what?
I'm like, you shouldn't have told me because now you only have 24 hours to make your decision. You're either going to tell him now or I'm going to tell him. Oh, well.
Well.
Get back. You got 24 hours. Text me a decision.
Okay, P.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I felt like I just went. This is going so quick. My next one is going to be a red flag.
Oh.
And this red flag is when you have a friend who you can see they act different in front of other people. For example, in elementary school / middle school, it was very more common for like my girlfriend to act weird when the guys are around. Like,
right.
Like we're having a slumber party and she's not acting like this. And all of a sudden some guy shows up and she's just like, oh, my God, Paloma, you're just like so dumb. And I'm like, what the heck did this like completely just like
what?
Different?
But like I feel that,
you know, just like because yeah. There's boys around and they just girls like act weird when yeah. There's other girls around or guys start acting like extra. Because yeah. A girl's around, you know, and the guys are probably like, what the heck are you doing? Like, that's
right.
Not you.
Right.
Dude, that brought me back to like the friend who would try to put you down in front of boys
yep.
Or just other big groups to try
yep.
To like make you the punching bag.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bringing others yep. Down to lift themselves up.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That took me back.
Yeah.
That's rough. Or even on the same vein, like not necessarily about like that, but how they act like so different around other friend groups.
Yeah.
Like, you hang out with them and everyone's like, cool, cool, cool. And then you see them and you're like, oh, you're like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't even recognize you. Those people are scary.
Yeah.
Because like, you could do some damage with that one.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Because then who knows you? Do I know the fake you? Do Wait, they
which
know the fake
one you? Do you know you?
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Mm.
And that
Jessica yes. Coming in
she's
with
taking us to therapy today.
I know.
This is no longer the tech corner. This is the therapy corner.
Yes. Literally.
I think a huge green flag in friendship for me can be kind of summed up in this one quote. And I don't know who to credit this quote to. I've heard it from a lot of different places. A good friend is someone who will make fun of you to your face and defend you behind your back.
Mm.
Yes.
That you can go back and forth. You can roast each other. You can joke. And you know where those boundaries are. You
right.
Know not the things not to bring up
right.
That there are genuine insecurities. But that the things that they say to your face are all in good fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when it's behind your back, they will defend you to the day you die.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Behind your back, that's not when we're doing the ha ha ha, it's at your face.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
yeah.
I want you to laugh with me, bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know you think this is funny too.
Right.
And we can all laugh together.
Yes.
Amen.
Green flag.
We love making each other of
yeah.
Each other. Making fun of each other. I couldn't speak.
We have
it,
to
it,
go.
Honestly, it sounded like making love with each other.
We all love to make love with each other.
I have a red flag. When you're literally pouring your heart out, and they're on their phone. Red flag.
Mm-hmm.
When it's clearly this is a serious conversation, I'm really trying to open up to you. And they're like,
fuck.
Oh my
wow.
God, damn, that's crazy.
Kind of in the same vein of like listening, but just being like, wow, no way. Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know. Can I kind of little pick? I don't want to take this because that is so shitty. So in the same vein as what Ryan was saying of where they are not really listening to you, so you don't really feel seen. Mm-hmm. Same thing in when you find yourself in a situation and you're clearly pouring your heart out and they can clearly not care. They just, they're just there for the drama. Like they're like, oh, wow. And then what? And then, and like, and maybe that's just me assuming that they didn't care, but it kind of was.
Well, you can kind of tell
when like they're not really caring about you, what's happening. They're just wanting the tea.
Yeah.
You get the feeling that they are interested in the situation, not your feelings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it, you can feel it.
I don't know why, but
because
you can,
right? If you're telling me you're like, oh my God, like I think like boyfriend, girlfriend tea is like a good one to use. Because you'll be like, oh my God, yeah. And we were like talking about this and it was like really hurting my feelings and just like going on and on. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, dump him. Or they like, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, wow. So he really made you feel like that. I'm like, this guy, like, ew, like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're like, right. But also be like, girl, are you okay? Like, yeah, I know that hurt you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
What did you say back? Like, how did it get resolved? Did it get resolved? Are you okay? Instead of being like, wow, yeah, no, like, fuck, man.
Like, right.
Yeah. Yes, but that's not what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And you clearly don't. Like, mm-hmm. you're just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, this is so not even what we're talking about. But some people just love to hate.
Yeah.
And they want to hear you talk about the friend that you have problems with or your boyfriend that you have problems with or whatever the case is. Some people just like to be like, so tell me. Tell me why I should hate them even more than I already do. Right. Like
it's even like an excitement to see the failure of your friend. And you're like, why are you so excited that I'm doing so shitty?
So poorly.
Yes. And you can feel it.
Yes. It's not a genuine concern of like, tell me what's going on. Tell me that, like, give me the tea, but not like, so give me the tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that feeling.
Yeah.
Why are people like that?
I know.
It's also exhausting. Sometimes I don't understand people at all. I'm like, you guys act like this?
Yeah.
It's just better to not care.
Well, and the thing is too, right? Like no one is the perfect friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
But you speak for this.
Except Ryan.
Thank you.
The only.
Great one.
Right? We all have things that we do that others would perceive as red flags.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's twofold. It's knowing that, you know, we all have our red flags, but also knowing that you need to pick people to be friends with who those aren't red flags to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
Like the friend I was talking about who was, you know, really possessive and just wanted someone attached at the hip. Yeah, maybe that's something that she could work on. But also maybe we just weren't the best match as friends. Mm-hmm. And she can find someone who is like that.
Right.
And who is like so down to just, we're doing everything together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's the case for a lot of these of like, you know, you have to find friends who that isn't a red flag to them. And also there are some things like that kind of needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
You're not a bad person.
Right.
For doing that. But maybe you gotta do some work. You gotta get some therapy.
Right. Because the difference between that friend that was like a little clingy and like possessive could work. She could work on that. But also if there was someone else that felt like they wanted to be with him, like that's so fine.
Yeah.
But two people getting together that both like want to see their friends fail and get together, like that's not something that you should find another one to do with. Like that's something you
toxic.
Need to work on. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And that's the thing of like a lot of these red flags are true red flags like that. And some of them are just you weren't for me. That's a red flag for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also like learning to people, because I think the thing that makes it a red flag, you might do something, especially like growing up, you might do something that is not great and learn something from it. But when it's not a lesson and it's a pattern, I think is when it's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that one, Jessica. Green flag.
You are just spitting.
That's so true because we're all going to do things in our friendships that fall into any of these categories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you're not going to give the perfect response to the friend who's opening up to you.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to go home from hanging out with a friend and be like, crap, I maybe just trauma dumped a little too much.
Right.
And I didn't ask about them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to all of us.
Right.
It becomes a red flag, like just said, when it's a pattern.
Mm. Yep.
God, I love with the pattern because you're so right about that. Where it's like, sometimes you're like, oh, because we're human.
You make mistakes, you fuck up, it's
we're
fine.
Human. It's like,
yeah.
We're like going with Ryan's example where she's like, oh, they were on their phone. It's like that person was clearly not because it probably wasn't even because of you. They were clearly right. Somewhere else. But if that's every single time you're getting to
like
talk to them,
you literally do not care.
You don't even listen to me, right?
And that's where I think that nuance comes in as well of like, we're all going to be human and make mistakes. And you don't want to drop a friendship, a true solid friendship at the first sign of, you know, any red flag of any
right.
issue,
right. Mm-hmm.
It's the pattern
yeah.
of it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not really what we're talking about, but since we're talking about friendships, at what point does that become just a you issue if you allow the red flag, like if you just allow them to act that way and you never say anything or do anything about it, does that just become a your problem? Like you have acknowledged that you don't like this thing, but you don't do anything or say anything. And just let it.
I think it's a little bit too, if you are learning to communicate and how to like be your own person, and mm-hmm. in that learning how you want to show up and communicate in your friendships, mm. I do think it's a little twofold. Like,
yes,
like right. if something bothers you, it's not, you owe it to your friend to tell them, you owe it to yourself to like create right. a space that's comfortable and to do that. And you can only do that around people you feel safe or the potential to be safe around.
Right.
Right.
So if that isn't that person, you owe it to yourself to be like, okay, I noticed this now and I need to either sit and observe more and collect more information, or I need to make mm-hmm. an action that like serves myself.
Right.
So if they're your friend, they want you to be happy.
All right. Well, yeah. Punto.
I don't actually know how you guys are going to react to this one. Friends who are comfortable talking about bowel movements.
Green flag.
Oh, green flag.
Yeah. Green flag.
You feel safe.
Yeah.
Couldn't be friends with P if you didn't want to hear that stuff.
I'm so sorry. I have tummy troubles. And I love dairy. Okie dokie. I'm going to do another green flag. And it's something that I think that I have with this couch right here. We're always talking, but are we really saying anything? I don't know. You know, like I can just talk and talk and talk. And then right. my mom's like, so what do you guys talk about? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I just have some great friends where I'm like, I feel like I could just talk with you and just talk.
Yeah.
About, and it's easy.
Yeah.
And the conversation effortlessly flows from topic to topic without yeah. being like, and so
right,
let's
right.
ask the next question.
So now that we've talked about that, let's talk about this.
Yeah. It's just going.
Well, green flag, red flag though, is that we never know what the original point was. Because it will
so
just
true.
Derail.
That
on
is
and
our
on
red
and on.
Flag.
And then we're like, wait, what are we talking
our
about?
Derailment.
And no one knows.
You mean what literally just happened?
Yep.
Of us, whoever started that last green flag and we just went, which was good.
Oh,
it was
great. But when we need to circle back and reference, we simply cannot.
Yeah.
Run it back. Run the footage
run
back.
Run it back. Play the tapes. Okay, my next green flag is when you can confront each other about an issue in the friendship, maybe something they did that bothered you, maybe some sort of ongoing issue, whatever it is, without it being a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel comfortable enough and that they are secure enough that you can just say, oh, hey, can you not bring that up again? That really bothered me.
Yep.
And then move on.
Yep. I completely agree. That was my literal next one, where you can be honest with each other mm-hmm. and you can disagree and feel like that it's okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, it's okay to disagree with your friends. I know that it feels weird maybe sometimes, but
yeah.
it's like, we're so human. And that's such a green flag. I think that was the green flag, my first green flag that I put down. I was like thinking about Ryan and I'm like, we can be honest with each other and it's okay that we disagree. Like
yeah.
I respect her opinion and I know that we respect each other, that we can be like, agree to disagree. So fine.
Yeah. And
yeah.
you can give feedback.
Yeah.
And move on.
Even being like
yeah.
me, where I'm sure this has happened, where I've been like, oh, that like hurt my feelings, or like, oh, I didn't know if you understood how I took it away, or you said that and it made me feel this way, because
mm-hmm.
we are human,
human,
and I love her and respect her enough to where I feel confident
yeah.
and comfortable to have that conversation with her. And I want to repair it, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Even like in a similar way, literally not that long ago, we had a conversation and we left it and it was fine. But I remember I kept thinking about it
mm.
and I was like, did I bring this up? And I was like, probably mm. for thinking about it.
Yeah.
And the next day I was like, hey, so like you said this thing and I just want to make sure we're good. If we're not good, like, can you say something? And she was like, oh my God, I didn't even mean it that way. Like, sorry, girl. Like, da 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 da. And we talked it through and it was fine.
And thank God you felt comfortable enough and she
yes.
was secure enough that she could respond that way.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just going to go on
and think about it.
And then it spirals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something comes up that's similar to that.
It builds.
Mm-hmm. And then you think, oh, you're like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how come you're not considerate? And how come you don't care? And how come blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Actually, girl, you never said anything to me. when you were feeling it the first time. Mm-hmm, and so now it has happened again because you never said anything. And now you're like feeling like it's personal. But the point is, I didn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, you totally told me. I was like, oh my God, that's not even what I meant. She was like, oh my God.
I was like, all right, well then we're cool. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, period.
And that is a green flag.
Oh, this is a good one. And I think we all kind of do this as a team and as friends. Like, we always do this. Green flag. When they finish your sentences.
Yes.
Some people think that's annoying, but I kind of love it.
We finish each other's sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
And that was so lame. I love it.
Yeah, I hated it. Yep. Green flag.
Yep.
I like this one. A green flag from the viewers. Them asking for me to text them so that I know that they made it home safely.
Oh my God. Yes. Aww,
love language right there.
Me too.
I love that.
I'm like, text me when you get home. I mean it. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Text me. And if I know how long it takes me to get home, I'll just text and be like, are you dead? That's my go-to. Yep. Did you die?
Because you didn't text me.
Because you didn't text. So you better have
that. I hope you are in a ditch right now. Because if not, I'm going to throw you in a ditch. Exactly. I think I've actually texted you that before. Yeah.
You're like, you better be dead because you didn't text me.
This is my last green flag that I have. It is, they accept you at your worst.
Mm.
And it doesn't. And by that, I kind of just feel like, you know, where you're like, oh, they accept me for... No, I really mean like you don't feel judgment from them because you know that they know you're human and you have that understanding of like, I can be at my worst and you're not really judging me kind of thing.
Oh, 100%.
So. Also, you having a bad time isn't you being bad.
Right.
Right.
That's just you going through it.
Absolutely.
Yep. Ooh, yeah. Fully feel that green flag.
Okay. I have a red flag. And then I've got one last green flag that I'll leave it off with. So red flag is when you leave hanging out with them, as simple as it is, and you just feel off. You feel uncomfortable. You know, your body knows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There's something. You're just, you don't feel good. You're overthinking. You're worried. And there's a level of that. Again, that's normal. If we all go, oh, crap. What about that thing that I said? Did I word that wrong? But it's just leaving and just constantly feeling that pit in your stomach.
Over and over again. Yeah. And it's not like a one-off type situation. Yes. Yeah. It's just like every single time I leave, I feel more drained than I do, like, inspired or good about myself.
Or, like, that friend that you know talks shit and you leave and you're like, did I say anything? Did I spill any tea? Did I say anything about myself? You're like, fuck. And you're like going back and like literally reliving the conversations because you're like, oh my God, I know whatever I said, everyone's about to know in 10 minutes.
Right.
So hopefully I said nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my last green flag is when you're opening up to someone and they give you actual advice or suggestions or even just probing questions to kind of help you discover or dissect whatever you need to do instead of just, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is just a listening ear, but I think the level of that is asking the question, right?
Right.
You're not making it about you. You're still just the listening ear, but you're like, that must have been really hard. Like, how did you feel about that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and just kind of participating in the conversation and helping them open up.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And also kind of like making your friend feel okay in that situation. Like it's not the opportunity to be like, dang, that's crazy. Like why you're like, your friend is kind of coming to you and you can kind of feel the situation. So
yeah,
completely agree.
Yeah. It means a lot to me when a friend kind of takes it to that next level of being like, okay, so like, what are you going to do though?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, right. And then they can kind of help you get to the solution instead of just like, dang, that sucks. Okay. Well, anyways, so about me.
Yeah. What do you think of the people who you like say something, who you tell something about yourself or a situation you're in? And they're like, I totally know how you feel because one time this, that, and the third. Yes. Right. But also no.
I hear that because here's the thing. I want to speak to it because I feel like in the past, that was kind of my favorite thing to do because I'm trying to like relate to that person. So I'm like, oh my gosh, me too. Like I also, but I've learned that you also have to hold space for what they're saying and like really. So I don't think that it comes from a place of maliciousness because I don't think that I in the past was trying to be like, oh my God, blah, blah. But
sometimes it's like, I don't really. That's not what
it's situational. Well, that's the thing about all these things. It's situational.
It is. French. But I guess like how do you make it clear that you're not trying to be like, oh my God, I totally know what you mean when like maybe don't say that. Maybe don't say I know what you mean.
But,
similarly, I've maybe felt like XYZ.
Yeah. Well, I think making it relating it back to you in a way that relates to them. Like you just said, being like,
right.
wow, when whatever happened that's similar, I remember feeling really alone. Like, how have you been feeling? Like,
right.
cause then it's still like a ping pong table. You guys are still passing the ball back and yeah. forth.
Right.
It's not just a really sharp serve. You're like, I get it. Boom.
yeah.
Because of this like trauma thing. Yeah. That's tea.
Yeah.
I feel so similarly to you. Cause and I'm sure, especially when I was less mature, you know, through middle school and high school, I'm sure it did teeter over the edge of like just making it about me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I feel like now as an adult, I'm very aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have to be conscious of that and make sure that like, yes, I am trying to relate, but what I'm trying to do doesn't really matter. It's like the effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure that even though my intentions are good,
yeah.
that the effect that I'm having on the person is that they feel supported and empathized with instead of talked over.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that it comes with a level of understanding because I didn't always know that, you
yeah.
know,
right.
like not until we get here to these ages. These are the things we learned until shit. I didn't learn most of this shit, you know, till mid 25. You're yeah. like, right. Uh huh.
You so, only know yeah. what you know until you know that you didn't know.
Right.
And I think we all have to give grace to our friendships, especially when we're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And understanding that like we're all growing, we're all learning, but it is on us to then tell the friend when that thing that they're doing is a red flag to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
bothering us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
We've seen a lot, lived a lot of friendships yeah. and made a lot and, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
And we're still learning.
We still very much are.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, this era that we're in now, right, is so different than the era when we were in high school. Like, for me personally, it's definitely not as catty. I'm not worried about, like, all the drama, but it's, like, my focus is long-lasting friendships
mm-hmm.
and how to sustain my friendships that I have now, yes. how to build, and even how to build friendships, new friendships. That is so hard, and we don't talk about that enough, but, like, I'm on the search for trying to find more friends in LA, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing here. So, anyways, me and Paloma will be just fine. I don't need anyone else. But I feel like that sometimes, like,
thanks.
I'm talking about LA.
I said LA. I made it very clear.
Flag. Yeah, red flag. You are red flag. You did not listen to what I said because I knew.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Okay, anyways, me.
Right. Right.
So, Jessica, Ryan and Sierra were talking shit, and, like, I didn't say anything, but, like, can you believe?
No, literally.
Paloma, if you're going to talk shit, at least do it squarely in the microphone.
Yeah, and right into the camera, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was like, so what I heard was...
Yeah, because she was... See, you need to, if you're going to talk shit, say it with your chest, bro. Yeah.
And to
yeah.
the face.
And to the face, yeah. To right there, to your camera.
Before we sign off, Jess, were there any other viewer submissions that we need to not miss?
So I have a parting viewer green flag and a parting viewer red flag.
Period. Let's send it.
We're going to start with the green flag when they listen to the same podcast as you.
I hope it's 21 ever.
Green flag.
Red flag is doesn't watch 20 whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Red flag.
Yes.
Tragic.
And there's only one way to fix that. Send them this podcast.
Period. Yep.
If not, you're complacent.
Literally. That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
Well, I just want to say I value your guys' friendship so much. Not to get all mushy gushy.
Yeah.
But I truly feel like in the years for us that we've been friends, and really the year that we've been friends, it has been green flags all around.
Agreed.
And I'm
agreed.
So grateful for you guys.
Me
I agree.
Too.
I feel so
love
I feel
you
the
guys.
Same. I love
Aww.
You guys too. I love everybody in this room.
Yes.
I love all of you watching, listening, subscribing. Ah. You hear that? Subscribing? That means you need to take the time right now to subscribe. Or you don't love me. Or red flag. Red flag if you listen to this whole thing and made it this whole way and don't subscribe. That's weird.
That's embarrassing.
That's it. That
you
is.
Listen to all of this?
And you didn't subscribe?
Red flag.
Red flag. It's giving hate watching.
And you know what? If you hate watch us, that's okay.
You can subscribe too. Turn yeah. the notifications on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we love you guys so much. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you next week.
Bye.